Never your fault, Pete.
Tom, if you had to play this weekend, how would the team go?
Yeah, I think we'd be fine. Obviously, it's a bit of a trek over there. Obviously, the flight back, landing at 5 a.m. for most of the players is pretty tough. But there's plenty of teams that do it worldwide, international sportsmen, plenty of rugby union teams, particularly up in Queensland. I think they go over to South Africa and so on. So you're a professional athlete, and the expectation would be that you get yourself ready to play. And if we had to come back and play, that'd be fine. But obviously the AFL have looked after us and given us the weekend off.
So what do you get out of this weekend off?
I think it's a good chance for us to reset, see where we're at, continue to grow as a football club and as a team. Obviously, the Magpies boys are playing here tomorrow afternoon, so it's a good opportunity for us to come and support them. Obviously, when you're on the road a fair bit, you don't get those opportunities. So it's a good chance for us to reset, got to the bye 6-3, continue to build that cohesion with a new playing list from the previous year. So it's a good opportunity, I suppose, just to reset.
And Todd Marshall, you get to support tomorrow. Great to see him back after pretty difficult time in his life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the most challenging thing that most people would go through, losing a parent, and Toddy's had a horrendous 6 months losing both. So we just support him as a football club. He's in pretty good spirits. I suppose being at a footy club, it's probably the best environment for him. We put our arms around him and support him as best we can, and it's great to see him out there playing footy. And the most important thing for Todd is it's his time schedule, and we're just here to support him and help in any way we can.
And you obviously play a fair bit with Dane Beams as well. Have you spoken to him? I mean, he's obviously going through something very similar.
Yeah, I reached out to him. I actually spoke to him this morning. I've spoken to him a little bit throughout the process. Obviously, it's such a challenging period as well, and I think he spoke so well the other day in that, I think was it a media outlet or the club put out a video and spoke so well about the mental side of the game. And I think there's so much positive to come out of what he did in such a negative situation. And I think that Dane's put himself probably first, which is important, and the football club. And when you go through a challenging time like that, it's important that you look after yourself and your family. And he's got a baby due in 5 weeks, so his second child. So I'm sure the right support networks around there to support him as the one is here for Todd. And you obviously don't want anyone to go through that period, but I'm sure he'll come out the other side much stronger.
Tom, did you just see a full spark of resurgence in playing in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you'd probably say that, looking back at the performances. But for me, it was more just getting fitness in the legs, and I had an interrupted pre-season coming off a shoulder reconstruction, and then a little hiccup just before we got in the season, had no pre-season games, and I was playing catch-up and just felt a bit sluggish out there. And you probably watched me covering the ground in those first four games, and just wasn't able to compete at the level that I needed to, and the coaching staff took that out of my hands, which sometimes as players you need that. You need them to do that, because we are competitive beasts and we just want to get out there and play. And for them to take that out of my hands, I think it's been the right call. And went back to the sample and had an extra week as well just to do some fitness. So got my body feeling in a position where I felt like I could compete and come out and played some decent football. But I think I've still got some better football in front of me in the second half of the year.
How difficult is that? Like, after, like I said, you weren't playing great footy in the first four games. Like, after a week or two, do you sort of feel like you put your hand up and say, oh, look, maybe I need to crack in, you know, a couple of weeks in the sample, or do you just sort of leave it up to the coaches to make that call for you?
Yeah, as I said, in your competitive beast, you want to play every week. And for me, I knew that I wasn't at my best, and particularly after the Sydney game, we had an outstanding win, and I knew that I did not contribute whatsoever. One handball late that Kenny tried to sell and pump me up and get me going, but it didn't happen. And obviously it's not the start that I was looking forward to at Port Adelaide, and I would have liked to start the season, hit the ground running and doing what we do. And the good thing is we've won six games, and the team's in a really good position. So individually, I think everyone goes through different form slumps or whatever else not, but for me, to get some confidence out of the last two performances and know that I can compete at the level is really important. But building that cohesiveness amongst the midfield group, we've obviously got Sam Powell-Pepper back, who's been outstanding the last 2 weeks, and Ollie Wines has had another outstanding season, and to build the relationships with Brad Ebert and Paddy Ryder around the contest has been really important. One that I think will continue to grow, and obviously Robbie's had a few good games as well, so I think the flexibility when we get that midfield depth, the ability to play Robbie a lot closer to home, see how dangerous he is.
Tom, how brave was that for the coaches to keep you in their centre field for a couple of weeks? Because you'd imagine there would have been some pressure on them to say, they brought you from Brisbane as a high profile recruit, so how brave was it for them to say, no, you're just going to stay there until we think you're right?
Yeah, you'd probably have to ask them, but there's no doubt that I think people would say it was a pretty big call at the time, and one that I'm thankful that they made. And the hardest thing for me was earning the respect of your teammates. That's the most important thing when you get to a new club. I think you want to earn that respect, and I wasn't able to in the first four games. So to send me back and play, and I had a little calf complaint, but got through that, and it was a good call, I think, and they were open with me the whole time about it. It wasn't as if it was a shock to me, and but as I said, I was always pushing and continued to do whatever's best for the team, and I wanted to play footy with the seniors straight away and play my best footy. But as I said, wasn't able to do that, but hopefully we get the benefits in the back half of the year, and we continue to grow and build those relationships with the new players coming in.
Did you get a say at the start of the year whether you could go straight in the AFL, or was it out of your hands?
Oh, it was out of my hands, but in saying that, I thought I was ready. I'd done enough training through the pre-season to think I was right. But I think the most important thing is when you get a little bit older, those pre-seasons are really important. You probably don't realise it until you miss one, and then you're playing catch-up all the time. Like, I'm 28 now, and you do start to feel it a little bit. Obviously, a bit colder down here as well. Your joints ache a little bit more than what they do up in Queensland. So, in hindsight, we probably would have played Sandford for the first 2 weeks, but lessons learned, and as I said, we're in a pretty good position to set ourselves up for a strong tilt.
You must feel like now, especially after the last couple of weeks, that you definitely belong in this midfield.
Yeah, yes and no. I think there's still plenty of work to do from my end to earn the respect of the playing group and of the Port Adelaide faithful, and we'll continue to grow that. I think the good thing for me is playing alongside Sam Powell-Pepper and working out how he plays and Ollie Wines, and just getting the balance right of when to crack in, when to hold your space around the contest. So for me, it's really exciting to be a part of this group. The relationships we've built will continue to grow, and I'm really excited for what lays ahead.
And Tom, what about the group? I mean, 6-3, like you said, looking pretty solid at the break, but the last 13 games of the year, do you feel like there's significant improvement in the overall collective?
Yeah, I think there is. I think there was a lot of commentary around, it might take us 12 months to get our balance right around the new boys fitting in. But I think their last two performances, even though like it wasn't a pretty game over in China, I think you're seeing that we played some pretty good footy, and the way we played in the showdown was a credit to the group and how far we've come. So the most important thing for us is building on that consistency. I think it's been spoken about a little bit. In the past, we might have tended to play a good game and then a poor game, and you're always playing catch-up, and you don't want to get into that habit of doing that. I don't think we were in that habit this year. I think we were just off a little bit, and the competition's so even. I don't think, like, you look at the ladder, I think we're tied third, but that might go down to seventh or eighth. So any week, if you have a slip-up, and not playing this weekend will probably push us to the bottom half of the eight, if not out of the eight, because it's that close. And for us, we've just got to continue to improve and play consistent footy in the back half of the season. I think we've got eight games at Adelaide Oval, which is really, really good for us to play on our home deck. And I think we might have one or two at the MCG, is where you've got to win games of footy to win the ultimate. So it's a good draw. It's a good setup for us. And as I said, we've got to continue to build that consistency.
How do you get through 14 consecutive games? It's the flip side of having the early bye. How do you deal with that?
I think the management these days on players is really good. Macca's runs an outstanding program. The medical team monitor us so much. So 14 games is 14 games, so it is what it is, and hopefully it's more than that. Hopefully it's 17 or whatever it is, and the most important thing is that we start well after the bye. We play Hawthorn down in Tasmania. You don't want to look too far ahead, so for us, we've done a long pre-season. We've done all the stuff to make sure that we can run out games and finish the season really strong, and I think our second halves this year have been quite good.
How have all the boys pulled up after China? I noticed Paddy just walked a couple of laps this morning and went in.
I think we got through pretty clean. I don't think anyone had any hiccups. Paddy's obviously a management issue with the Achilles. We'll have a big session tomorrow, so there's no point going back-to-back for a guy like him. So I'm pretty sure the playing group's pretty healthy at the moment.
Tom, how much did you and Sam lean on each other during the Sandville
stint? It's funny, we started a little bit of a saying. We call ourselves the Bash Brothers, but he's more the Bash Brother, and I'm just a little stepbrother in that. I think he cracks the pack. So, yeah, it was good. I think probably maybe more for him to have someone to talk to, a senior player. But it was also good for me as well, just to be able to lean on him and talk to him during games and the other guys as well, Joey Attlee and guys like that that are playing really good footy at Magpies level. It was good to go back, find a little bit of confidence. And Peps and I have probably grown closer and stronger relationship in those couple of weeks.
What did you learn about him then for those couple of weeks?
Well, he's a bull. I think he's scary, that's for sure. He doesn't mess around. If he sees a ball, he's going straight through it. And we've got a couple like that. Ollie's the same. So for me, it's probably identifying that, working out, well, hang on, maybe I don't have to go in and smash this pack. Maybe I have to close an outlet or close a player on the outside or be ready for the handball receive once they get that movement through. So, yeah, I just can't believe the talent that he's got for, not the talent, but the way he plays and his work ethic. And as a 19, 20-year-old, it's a scary prospect, that's for sure.
How do you feel about possibly playing two games in China next year?
Yeah, I think it's an outstanding thing. I think the club, the relationship they've built over there, it's an amazing thing. I think if, I know everyone in the room probably didn't get to go over there, but it's the way the club does it, the relationship they've built, and it's really important for us. And I think Kenny and Trav spoke about it after the game. It's important that we back it up on field, and that's the most important thing. And I'm sure I've seen a few negative comments about it, but for the people that didn't go, I'd encourage them to go next year and have a look at what it does. And we're growing the game as well, and that's really important, I think, for not only players, but everyone in the industry, that we continue to grow our great game.
It's hard though as a player, you look out and, you know, there's no one in the grandstand because some of those pitches on the far side, there wasn't really many.
Not really. Like, there was a lot in the marquees, and the weather, it was really strange week. Like, the day we trained on Wednesday, it was 36 degrees and the humidity was so high, and then we played and it felt like it was 20 and raining, so the rain probably turned a few people off. But if you're motivated by crowds, then you might be like, it's outstanding what we get at Adelaide Oval. There's no doubt we play with a 19th man, but if you can't get yourself up to play AFL footy, then yeah, it's not that hard, I don't think.
And just on training, I think you asked about Paddy Ryder, but Matty Broadbent, do you know where he is at the moment in terms of his rehab and his recovery schedule? Is he
He wouldn't be far away. I'm not completely 100% over it, but I've seen him. He's begun to run on the grass and ticking all the boxes so far. So I think he's not too far away. Another exciting prospect when he gets back as well. And continue to just put pressure on guys to perform at the senior level, and that's the most pleasing thing.
All in all, for you, joints are a little bit sore, pre-season interrupted, but you're now looking at possibly finals for the first time in, like, forever. So, for you, you're happy with the way things have gone overall?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm happy with the decision I made right from day dot. Since I walked through the club, they've opened me with open arms, and couldn't be more happy with the decision I made to come down here. And we're 6-3. I said we've put ourselves in a position, but that's all we've done. We're no guarantee to play finals, and you've got to continue to perform well at this level. So we've got our challenges ahead, but for me, yeah, I'm really excited for what lies ahead. And I get to play my cousin for the first time next week. He plays for Hawthorn. He's only a 19-20-year-old Harry Morrison, so that's another exciting thing for me in the short term. But for this playing group, hopefully we can continue to string wins together and put ourselves in a really good position. And that's all you're doing this time of year is setting yourself up for the end.
Is it everything you expected coming down here in terms of, you know, the landscape and lifestyle?
Yeah, it is. Everything and more. I think when you don't spend any time in Adelaide, you slag it a fair bit, and you seem to get in everyone that's from Adelaide. So I couldn't be more impressed by the city and the people and just everything about the place. I just love it down here. Shana loves it, and Jack's probably a bit young, but he seems to enjoy it as well. So it's and from a footy club point of view, I couldn't speak highly enough of the footy club. It's an outstanding place, and it's run from Keith, as CEO, all the way down. Chris Davies as footy manager is outstanding coach. Ken Hinckley, and an even better captain as well in Travis Boak, that just does above and beyond for everyone. And I think that's what makes it a really special place, and hopefully we can continue to improve that.
Great work, Tommy.
Beautiful.
Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. No wonder you got the lead.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Cheers.